Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dear Christian, Book 1, Episode 1 by Lois Terry Kabor. Today, we're going to be talking about the consciousness of the presence of God. Dear Christian, the first undeniable thing you must know is that God has put his signature on earth. What do I mean? Everything about creation speaks about his divinity. How does photosynthesis happen? Day and night, sleeping and waking up, breathing, life and death. It cannot be explained in its entirety logically. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him." Thus, as God created humans, he formed Adam from his creation, earth, and breathed into him, further putting his signature on man, making man live in his presence forever. For better context, live in him. The Hebrew word for presence is Shekinah, which means dwelling. So that something is present means it is dwelling, staying, inhabiting there. Now, it is important to note that you stay with someone doesn't automatically give you access to that person. Let's look at domestic staffs. Security, chefs, people that stay with others, and this does not automatically translate. And give them access to their employer's homes. Access is gotten through a relationship. So these domestic staffs can even live in the quarters, but not the main house. Here we see that there are layers to access. Thus, what has been happening to the believer is gross ignorance. We act like a girl child who hasn't been told she has a womb inside her that has provision to house the child to full term. Still, if she hasn't experienced childbirth, she may never really understand it. It's funny because, again, there are some documents that when presented you may need to sign. Some require a stamp, some a seal, and others a thumbprint. God's greatest signature on the earth is man, because of his breath in us. And so he is forever committed to us. What then can separate us from the love of Christ? Absolutely nothing. But the average believer is ignorant first of the fact that he already is in the presence of God. Thus, he cannot carry that consciousness of dominion as the highest signature of God. And even greater, his partnership with him. So the point of attention is largely not even the presence of God, because God is already with you. The Holy Spirit is inside you and everything we've talked about. But having access to the layers of this presence needed to establish us as gods, like he said, and ambassadors representing him. Psalms 104 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his holy name." Acts 13 verse 2 says, "While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.'" And so David tells us that this is the key to access to an audience beyond just the atmosphere of his presence. And John also records that while they were worshiping, the Holy Spirit spoke. The proof that someone has a great relationship with you is in their comfortability when sharing by how much they say. Our worship is a sacrifice of submission to God, acknowledging him as Abba. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through him, therefore, let us always offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips that thankfully acknowledges and confesses, glorifying his name." Our sacrifice of submission communicates self-insufficiency and our need for him, giving us access to dominions of his presence that translates us to gods and sons of the Most High to dominate just as he intended. Thus, dear Christian, this is my charge to you. You are already in his presence, but to walk in the consciousness of it, you have to put in more to be intentional about the heart of the Father through the sacrifice of a submitted self. So till I see you next time, bye for now. It is Lois Derry Kabor.